It's Friday, the 20th of December, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1pm news. The service station owners are raising alarm about the impending implementation of a new minimum wage bill set to take effect on the 1st of January 2025. Fuel and Franchise Association of Namibia Vice Chairperson Michael Ludeker has warned under the current conditions, many stations will be forced to retrench up to 40% of their staff.
We operate in a regulated industry. Our profit margins are determined by our line ministry, Ministry of Mines and Energy. So we cannot increase our prices on a whim. We have to adhere to the legislation. And without an increase in our margins, we have absolutely no way to accommodate a 250% increase in the minimum wage. So the only resolution for the service station owners would be to start cutting costs drastically. And that would unfortunately include the retrenchment of staff. We will now need to take it further and engage with the Ministry of Labour, either asking them to give us an exemption to extend the implementation of the minimum wage for the service station owners, or alternatively provide us with a three-stage approach as with the agricultural workers and with the domestic workers. And I think they have now applied that three-pronged approach to the security industry as well.
In its final rate decision this month, the Bank of Namibia lowered repo rate by 25 basis points to 7%, placing it 75 basis points below South Africa's rate, which the Namibia dollar is pegged to. The central bank also announced that its first monetary policy statements for 2025 will be issued on 12 February 2025. Ceres Capital economist Tannen Groenewald.
Interest rates are expected to come down over the short to medium term. We will obviously have to take cues from the decisions and possible extent of rate cuts in South Africa and the United States, with both the Fed and the South African Reserve Bank holding further meetings in January. The South African Reserve Bank would likely only cut rates by 25 basis points, and they are expecting the repo rate to stabilize in the low 7% range next year. Inflation has been cooling in both Namibia and South Africa, with expectations to cool in 2025 relative to what we've seen this year. And South Africa's economy declined in the third quarter, which came as a surprise to South African economists. All in all, there is a fair chance of rate cuts going forward, but with a cautious approach and nothing drastic.
South Africa's Border Management Authority has installed 14 new biometric systems at OR Tambo International in Gauteng to strengthen airport security, streamline immigration processes, and support biosecurity as well as agricultural inspections. The authority's commissioner, Michael Masiapato, told the media four systems are already operational.
We are doing this work and make sure that we are able to have people having the better experience in terms of them entering the Republic in particular, and on that basis we are looking at very shortened waiting time in terms of queues, particularly at the passport control area.
Mozambique's post-election protests have disrupted trade, delayed port activities, and affected an aluminium smelter. Opposition leader Venancio Mondlane has warned of more demonstrations ahead of the Constitutional Council's validation of the disputed election results by 23 December 2024. And Human Rights Watch has accused Israel of acts of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza by depriving them of adequate water supplies. In its new report, it says Israel has intentionally damaged infrastructure. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department's acting spokesperson, Vedant Patel, says they disagree on the report's findings but continue to press Israel on the issue.
The legal standard for genocide is incredibly large, but we made the conclusion that it was reasonable to assess that the IDF in certain instances didn't meet its IHL violations. But in the context of genocide, we just disagree with this conclusion.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.